It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I love me some Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I love that show. I always did, and I make it a point to watch the entire series at least once every year or two. Just love it. And one of my favorite character arcs in the show was Allison Hannigan's, well, her amazing journey from little nerd with no self-esteem whatsoever to badass evil witch. It was probably one of the coolest transitions and just a beautiful, beautiful example of wonderful writing by Joss Whedon. And, you know, side note, it was also one of the very first ever, well, gay kisses, so to speak, between Amber Benson and Allison Hannigan on that show that really just made, you know, gay couples a part of mainstream media like they should be. But anyways, I digress. That has nothing to do with what I'm saying. It just came to mind when I think of that amazing show. But witches get bad rap, don't they? You know, when we think the word witch, we think of, I'll get you, my pretty, from The Wizard of Oz, or, you know, the classic green face, big old ugly conk and pointy hat. But the reality of it is, that's not what a real witch is, guys. That's not what a real witch is. What we're actually talking about is Wiccan culture. And I just wanted to take a moment to de-ignorantize everyone to the fact, because I got some Wiccan friends, and I don't like how witches are portrayed when real witches have nothing to do with those old looks, basically things that are based on the play Macbeth. But anyway, Wicca is a modern-day nature-based pagan religion. Though rituals and practices are vary among people who identify as Wiccan, most observations include the festival celebrations of solstices and equinoxes, the honoring of a male god and a female goddess, and the incorporation of herbalism and other natural objects into rituals. Wiccans practice their religion according to an ethical code, and many believe in reincarnation. So what is Wicca? Wicca is considered a modern interpretation of pre-Christian traditions, though some involve claim a direct line to ancient practices. It may be practiced by individuals or members of groups, sometimes known as covens. Wicca also has some commonalities with Druidism in its environmental component, and is considered the inspiration of the goddess movement and spirituality. There's a great diversity among individuals and groups that practice the Wiccan religion, but many are duotheistic, worshipping both a female goddess and a male god, sometimes referred to as mother goddess and a horned god. Other Wiccan practices are atheist, pantheist, polytheist, or respectful of gods and goddesses as archetypal symbols rather than an actual or supernatural being. Rituals in Wicca often include holidays centered around phases of the moon, solar equinoxes, solstices, elements such as fire, water, earth, and air, initiation ceremonies as well. So why is this important? Well, it's important because it has nothing to do with a little green woman sailing around on a broomstick eating children. It just has nothing to do with it. This is why I'm going to start talking about Margaret Murray. You guys need to know about Marg, okay? She's awesome. The rituals of modern Wiccan practice can be traced to famed first-wave feminist, Egyptologist, anthropologist, and folklorist Margaret Murray. She wrote several books on medieval religion centered around witch cults in medieval Europe that inspired British seekers to create their own covens and structure and worship around her descriptions, starting in 1921's The Witch Cult in Western Europe. Later scholarship disputed Murray's claims about witch cults, but her influence could not be erased within Wicca. And you know, all the ladies aren't going to have all the fun here. Men have influenced this religion too, folks. Gerald Gardner is who I'm going to talk about next. Wicca was first given a name in Gerald Gardner's 1954 book Witchcraft Today, in which he announced it as Wicca, the extra C being added in the 60s. According to Gardner, the word was derived from Scots English and meant wise people. Gardner, considered the founder of Wicca, was born in 1884, north of Liverpool in England. a world traveler with an interest in the occult. Gardner first heard the word Wicca used in 1930s when he became involved with the Coven in Highcliffe, England. He was initiated into the group in 1939. In 1946, Gardner bought land in the village of Breckett Wood to establish a center for folkloric study that would serve as headquarters for the coven of his own. Gardner died of a heart attack back in 1964 while on board a ship off the North African coast. He was buried in Tunis. Only the ship's captain attended. In 1973, his extensive personal collection of artifacts was sold to, yup, none other than Ripley's Believe It or Not. And you guys can check it out on ripleys.com. And the last person I really want to talk to, and who had a lot to do with this, is Aleister Crowley. Mr. Crowley. You know who I'm talking about. Gardner met famed occultist Aleister Crowley back in 1947. When Gardner formally wrote out his Wiccan rituals, he drew strongly from Crowley's own, dating back to 1912. The two men had similar ideas. Crowley had, in 1914, proposed the idea of forming a new religion that would pull from old pagan traditions worshipping the earth, celebrating equinoxes and solstices, and other hallmarks of nature-based worship. So there you go. The Book of Shadows was also a part of this, a collection of spells and rituals, and it's the center of Wiccan practice. Written in the 40s and 50s, initiates were required to make their own copy by hand. The origin of the title is unknown, but some believe he borrowed it from the work of Scottish children's author Helen Douglas Adams. So there you go. There's lots going on with this religion, and I think it's very, very important that we see it, but for what it truly is, and that's just another religion. It's got nothing to do with scary women flying around on brooms eating children. I hate that idea. In fact, the Wiccan culture is a huge part of feminism. And, you know, that's a touchy subject for some people, but not here on the Isle of the Newfoundland. In 1970, we saw the American version of Wicca transform from the magic-based pagan discipline claiming British heritage to a nature-based spiritual movement with heavy tones of environmentalism and feminism. In turn, this influenced the religion in England and pretty much set us up for our modern-day view of Wicca. But don't be fooled. There's lots of guys in on this religion, too. So there you have it. Lose the idea of an old hag sticking kids in the oven and eating them. Wiccan culture, I salute you. A lot of nice people out there who are involved with it. Guys, I hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween, the Isle of the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcasts, Halloween special this month. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the episode. And I'll see you. And you'll hear from me tomorrow. Take care, guys.